This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brandt. This week, President Bush released the first official commercials for his re-election campaign. The ads have already created controversy with their use of 9/11 imagery. Here's Slate's editor Jacob Weisberg and political writer Will Salatan to talk about that and other issues with the spots that are running.
One of the things that must never change is the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This country needs a president who clearly sees that.
Will, you know, in commercial advertising, people draw a distinction between product ads, which are trying to sell a specific product to consumers, like a bar of soap, and image ads, which are trying to create positive associations for a brand or for a company. To me, this is an image ad. They're trying to redefine President Bush to give you positive feelings about him without saying anything at all specific about any of his policies or any of his proposals for the next term.
Yeah, that's an interesting distinction. I think that is useful because all of these Bush ads are about image. They're all about feeling good. They remind me very much about the Reagan ads in 1984, which they probably reminded you of too. You know, in this ad, I hear Bush saying three times, "I know, I know, I know, I know what we need to do. I know where I want to lead the country.
I know what we need to do to make the world more free and more peaceful. I know what we need to
What he's trying to project is his confidence, and somehow you're supposed to be confident because he's confident. He says, as the economy grows, the job base grows. It's like he's teaching an economics class, you know. Trust me, folks, the jobs will be here even though they're not here now.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the other new Bush ads. The one that interests me most is called Safer, Stronger. It's a little more substantive, and it draws very heavily on emotionally charged images of September 11th. This one has no voiceover. It has a graphic text. Will, maybe you can read it while the ad plays.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
While this music is playing, what's on the screen is this graphic that says, January 2001, the challenge, an economy in recession, a stock market in decline, a dot-com boom gone bust. Then, a day of tragedy, a test for all Americans. Today, America is turning the corner, rising to the challenge, safer, stronger. President Bush, steady leadership in times of change.
And I should say what you see there, Will, is no less than four American flags, one in front of the World Trade Center, another being raised on a flagpole, another waving over a house. It's patriotic images all over the place. And the one thing that struck me about that ad is that there is one statement in there that's factually untrue. Did you catch it?
No, I missed it.
January 2001, an economy in recession. The recession actually began technically in March 2001 after Bush had been president for a couple of months. He's actually acknowledged this elsewhere. But of course, the way he presents it there, he's the passive victim of the recession he's inherited from President Clinton. Interestingly, that's just about the only factual statement in any of these ads, and it's not true.
I'm kicking myself for missing that. I mean, what I noticed was the general phenomenon, of which that's a good example, that this whole ad is about taking bad things that have happened under Bush's presidency and shoving them into the past, making them part of what the ad repeatedly calls the test or the challenge, so that somehow Bush gets no blame for that stuff. But if things end up better at the end of 2004 than they were under Bush in 2001 and 2002, Bush is supposed to get credit for that. And he uses the phrase in here, America is turning the corner, which reminds me so much of the Reagan ads in 1984 when Reagan had a lousy first couple of years and tried to take credit for the improvement in the economy in the same way.
I think that's exactly the idea of this ad. All of these terrible things happened. Bush had nothing to do with them. He inherited this bad economy, the dot-com bust, the recession, etc. September 11th happened, and he's been trying to lead us out of it, and now we're turning the corner.
And in this ad, one thing that I noticed visually was when the words safer, stronger appear on the screen, which is actually, after all, the name of the ad, that's the point of the ad, is that theme of safer and stronger. There are two people whose images appear on the screen, both female, a woman and a girl. I think this ad is the one that's aimed at women. I've heard a lot of Republicans say that this is the way they're going to reach out to women in this election, is by making them feel safe.
And the last ad, Will, is called Tested.
The last few years have tested America in many ways.
This ad, more than any of the others, I think, bears out your opening observation about the content-free aspect of these ads. There's no policy here. In fact, not only is there no policy here, but there are certain code words which are supposed to translate policy into these good feelings. That last line where he says, freedom, faith, families, and sacrifice.
Freedom, faith, families, and sacrifice.
My reading of this is sacrifice is code for Iraq, because Bush knows that the public is, you know, very uncomfortable now with the outcome of the situation in Iraq, with losing soldiers, with no weapons of mass destruction being found. But the concept of sacrifice, that theme, really sells. And likewise, people are very uneasy about the president's proposal to ban gay marriage constitutionally. But when you talk about it in terms of faith and families, those are words that really tug at people's hearts.
Well, thanks, Will, and we're going to try to be just as tough on the John Kerry ads just as soon as he puts out some new ones.
Sure thing, Jake. Take care.
The opinions of Slate editor Jacob Weisberg and Slate political writer Will Salatan, together they write the column, Damned Spot.